Yep. Well, what? Now, when you got water from the cistern, how'd you get water out of the cistern?
Cistern?
Yeah.
Well, we had a faucet. Had a faucet hooked into the cistern.
And you carried water in
a. You'd out with a bucket and draw whatever water you wanted, bring it in the house. Water bucket. Bring the water where you wanted to.
What was that made out of, man?
What's that?
What was that made out of? That water bucket.
Water bucket?
Yeah.
A lot of them was made out of wood. Wood bucket. The bowl timing.
Looks like we're gonna have a. What do you think the weather's doing?
Yeah, a lot of those old-time buckets were made out of wood.
Yes.
It's like those barrels, you know, all the barrels were made out of wood, too.
Uh-huh.
All that is all wooden. Everything was made out of wood. You didn't have no, until you come down and find that oil and stuff like that, then they had to have steel, you understand?
Was that from dark water?
To keep from penetrating through, from leaking. That's what the main thing was. That you had to have a steel drum to hold oil, any kind of oil, like something that was airtight and something that would rust.
Yep.
It would leak, wouldn't bust a hole in.
You had cows, didn't you? Y'all had cows out there, didn't you?
Who that?
Cows, animals on the farm. What sort of animals did you keep on the farm?
Well, the only thing we had on the farm that we raised is that we had hogs and had cattle, goats, sheep. We had his idea. Because we didn't raise no sheep, but we had, in fact, Papa didn't raise no cattle.
Yeah.
Our pasture wasn't big enough to supply the pasture for our horses and the cattle both. That's why we didn't have any cattle at home, because our field, our property or whatever, we wasn't big enough to have both cattle and horses.
Did you keep something for a dairy or for milk?
Well, they raised a few cows. See, the upper part, some of them people that had property that went to the woods. That there's all fenced in those days, and then they let the cattle roam out in the woods all the way around, and then they come out to the road. You know where the highway is at, you know, they had fence on both sides of that. The cattle would come on the road, and roam from one end to the other of that road, and they go through the lane, like, you know, and go back to the woods and feed around.
Yeah.
And then they had the small yards, pasture that they keep those calves. They're not all of them, they only keep the mother, the two calves that they milk their mother, you know what I mean? Milk the cow. And they have a special place where they keep those young animals, you know, with a good shelter. And then in the afternoon and in the morning, they make those cows twice a day. They milk them early in the morning, and then they milk them in the afternoon. The cows would go out grazing, you know what I mean, out in the woods and in the big pasture. And then they come to the front for the calves, you see, for the babies. And then they bring them in a lot. They bring them into the lot where they milk them.
Yeah.
You understand?
What kind of fence did you use around those, may I ask?
Fence?
Yes, sir.
Well, the fence that we had before they got the barbed wire, they called it, you know, the regular steel wire they put on fence.
Yep.
It was wood.
How were those made?
All wood. Now, they'd